Building an empire. David established his kingdom and defended it from the nations around him, so that finally there was peace in Israel. He then started thinking about building the temple for the Lord. One day he said to the prophet of God, "I live in a beautiful palace, while the Ark of God remains in a tent." The prophet agreed, "Go ahead and build the temple. God will be pleased." That night, God spoke to the prophet and gave him a message for David. The Lord said, "You were following sheep when I made you king of Israel. I've been with you all these years and have given you victory over your enemies. Now I'll establish your name among the greatest men who'll ever live. Your royal family line will last forever. Still, I won't allow you to build my house. I've made you a man of war, and many have died because of you. Your son will be a man of peace, and he will build my house. I'll be a father to him and establish his kingdom." David was content when he heard this message and humbled himself before the Lord. From that day, he started looking at the nations around him. He invaded the Philistines and took back the cities and lands they had taken from Israel. He then turned the Moabites and Edomites and brought them into submission to Israel. He turned his armies north and defeated nation after nation. Jerusalem became prosperous as gold, silver, bronze, and horses were brought to the city. David set up garrisons in all these countries to maintain control over them. He used their men to build up his army, and his name became feared and honored throughout that part of the world. David dedicated to the Lord all that he gained. He brought justice to the people and taught them righteousness. One day, David asked his servants, "Are there any members of Saul's family still alive? I want to show them kindness, just like Jonathan showed kindness to me." A servant named Ziba spoke up and told him about Mephibosheth, who was Jonathan's son. He was 5 years old when his nurse heard about the death of Saul and Jonathan. She panicked and ran with the boy on her shoulders. He fell to the ground and his feet were hurt. Ever since, he was lame in both feet. David sent for him. He came in and bowed down on the ground. He said, "I am your servant." David said, "Don't be afraid. I'm returning to you the kindness that your father gave me. I'm giving you all the fields that belong to Saul. Also, from now on, you'll eat at my table." Mephibosheth once again bowed down and said, "I'm nothing but a dead dog. Why should you care about me?" The king said to Ziba, "You and your sons are to work the fields that I have just given Mephibosheth. You're now his servants." So Mephibosheth lived in Jerusalem and ate at the king's table. He became like one of David's sons.